Kate Black, Haley Bant, welcome.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
Now, you two are set to portray the lead roles in First Press Theater's all-female production of Hamlet. That would be Claudius and Hamlet. From those perspectives, is it true that Shakespeare was all about the language, the dramatic poetry, actually, more than the setting or, in fact, the casting?
I would say that the language and the characters are the primary target, the primary thing that hooks the audience and hooks the performers in the strongest way.
I would agree with Kate. What draws a lot of people to Shakespeare, either people who study it or perform it, is that it depicts so beautifully human nature. In contrast, in a lot of film, you might see what we call typecasting, where it's more focused on appearance. That's not the case with Shakespeare. It's focused on what's going on inside the character's head. That is what draws us to it again and again, and I think still makes it relevant today.
Very, very interesting. Okay, this is a cast of about 20 people, and only two of the roles are female roles. How does that play out between the two female parts, Gertrude and Ophelia, with all of you playing your male parts?
We approach the work from the standpoint of the way the character's written. We are not women playing men. Mm-hmm. We are approaching it as being men. Mm-hmm. And I have found, because Claudius has created himself as king after Hamlet Sr. is passed, he feels entitled. And I find his attitude and his qualities to be personally empowering.
And that's going to show on the stage.
I believe
so.
To be
sure. And what about you? You are Hamlet.
Yes, sure am. To your question about how it is interacting with them when they are playing women and we are playing men, you know, I think Kate made a good point. We approach it as we are just approaching the characters as honestly as possible. It's funny, I don't think about it as much as you might assume I would. When I'm on stage with Izzy, who's playing our Ophelia, and Hamlet and Ophelia don't share the stage that much, but the undercurrents that are going on in my brain are more just about their relationship and the love that he has for her and the betrayal that he feels from her.
It's back to that dramatic poetry and the emotions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
of exactly. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So, Kate, you played Othello in Tom Hoffechter's very first Shakespearean production at First Press. Is it a personal passion or attraction for you to, well, play Shakespeare in general, but the reversed role?
The reason why it's such a thrill to play the reversed role is that all of the men are entirely fleshed out and the women are not. There are a couple of Shakespearean roles for women that are fabulous and thrilling. Cleopatra and Lady Macbeth come to mind. But in general, most of the female roles are not as finely drawn and beautifully fleshed out, and there aren't as many lines, so you don't have as much stage time to create a person that is meaningful, that is complete. And so to be able to play a Shakespearean role that is so incredibly complete is gratifying in a way that nothing else is.
This role is by far the most challenging role I have ever encountered. Frankly, because I am still fairly young, it is the most fleshed out character I have ever encountered. And so it is a challenge to make sure that you are honestly portraying such a real human being. And I would agree, it's completely terrifying and thrilling all at the same time.
You're true.
But yeah, there is a special sort of thrill from playing these male Shakespearean roles.
It's also so interesting. To someone that loves drama but is not an actor, the very thought of you finally get to play a genuine heart and soul Shakespeare part only by playing a male part, very, very interesting. People's Choice-wise, reverse role productions, well, they're popular, but they usually show up in comedies, including Shakespeare, to be sure. What do you have to do to make a heavy hitter like Hamlet credible and well, dramatic?
Well, there's a lot that goes into it, but honestly, the biggest part is just sitting down with the text and making sure that you have a firm grasp and understanding of the text, and then B, that you are putting that into your voice and your body in a way that doesn't come across as overblown or fake. really nobody in this production sits and does a really low voice because that would have a, as you laugh, it has a comedic effect because it's untrue, because that's not how somebody would talk. So I think it's just us finding the kernels of truth in there and the things that we can personally relate to, letting those shine through. That's the most important part. And Tom, in his approach, he hasn't made the focus on we have to be these big, burly, manly men. Not at all. He has said, if anything, he is all right with a certain amount of androgyny, because the most important part is that we are hearing these words spoken in a way that is truthful and makes sense.
Yeah, the more meaningful and the more connected talking and listening, that's what we all do all day long.
Yes.
And we all want to share our stories, and we all have stories to share. And this particular story, iconic though it be, is timeless and incredible story that I think we can bring something very exciting to.
No doubt. And Shakespeare was the storyteller. So yeah, really makes perfect sense. Now, I can't help but wonder, what does this treatment do to the female exploitation victimization theories about this very play? I mean, some would say Hamlet was a sexist. So what does this cast bring to that?
It's an interesting question. Truthfully, I never particularly thought of Hamlet himself being sexist.
Me neither.
Claudius now would be someone else altogether. But Claudius has got a whole package of problems that we will unfold for you. I actually find that doing this particular production right at this moment in time is very interesting in terms of bringing out the truth in society at the moment. There is such a focus. People are speaking up and saying, wait, wait, we're done with this. And I think that this particular production couldn't have come at a better time.
Does an all-female cast amp that up or diffuse that whole thing?
I think it amps it up.
Yeah.
But that's Claudius talking, you know.
For sure. As regards Tom Hofrichter's admitted love of Shakespeare and always, always creative approach to directing, where's he headed with this production? Where's he leading you wonderful actors with this production?
There's not so much a outside-in focus of, oh, we're going to set it in this time period and it's going to be this, this, and this. That's not the approach, nor is it usually with Tom, at least in my experiences with him. It's more, okay, we are going to sit down, and this is always his approach, we're going to sit down with the text first, see what sticks out to us, and kind of go from there. So from a conceptual design standpoint, it's fairly neutral, as in, I think you could take it as either modern, but not hyper-modern, or classic. It's kind of a timeless setting that we have it in. Our court world, they're kind of more in these ornamental robes, just to show status. Hamlet and Horatio, we've got some punk goth stuff going on, which is pretty fun. And so from a conceptual standpoint as design, that's kind of where it sits. And then just coming together to bring out what he's bringing out in the actors, working with each of us on character development. Because all of the major characters in this production, which is why so many people love it and it is so iconic, they have some really defining traits. I think it's more just working with us individually as actors to find what that is.
And Kate, you have worked with Tom a number of times in a number of Shakespearean performances. You've seen his whole love for the Bard and for the whole collection of plays grow. What's your take on that and this present production?
I have always enjoyed working with Tom on our Shakespeare productions. I was in Othello. I played Titania in Midsummer Night's Dream and taking on Claudius in Hamlet. And I think that his reverence for the words and his appreciation for the brilliance of the storytelling is always going to be what he is most interested in, because telling the story is paramount to him. Making it clear and making it pertinent to the audience, developing those relationships that the audience can relate to, and pulling the audience in so that they can't escape. Once they're in their seats, they don't want to go anywhere.
Is that what it feels like to you from that stage?
That connection with the audience? Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. And that's when you know it's something special, too. When you have a room full of people and the actors are telling that story clearly and really talking to each other, and you can feel that the audience is in that world with you and they are really riveted by that story, it's amazing.
and an incredible opportunity.
Yeah.
For us as actors, mm-hmm. and for us in terms of connection with the audience. It's an opportunity of a lifetime.
Kate Black and Haley Bant are portraying Claudius and Hamlet, respectively, in First Press Theater's all-female production of Hamlet. Kate, Haley, thanks so much for joining us today. And here's to Hamlet. This time, women rule.
Thank you so much, Julia.
Thank you, Julia.